This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Gunmen killed at least 100 people in a northern Burkina Faso village, the government said Saturday, in what was the country's deadliest attack in years. The attack took place Friday evening in Solhan village. The local market and several homes were also burned down. A government spokesman blamed jihadists. This is the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since the West African country was overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State about 5 years ago, according to the senior researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. Iraqi military said Sunday that air defenses at Iraq's Ain al-Assad Air Base that hosts U.S. forces intercepted and shot down two drones. The military said in a statement it happened around 12:30 a.m. local time. May 8th, an attack by an unmanned aerial surveillance system targeted the same airbase, but it caused no injuries. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's attack. A separate rocket attack late on Saturday targeted the area of the Baghdad International Airport, which also hosts U.S. forces, two Iraqi security sources said. There were no reported damages or casualties, they said. The UN humanitarian chief warns famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north, and there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Mark Lowcock says the economy has been destroyed along with businesses, crops, and farms, and there are no banking or telecommunications services. He says we're hearing of starvation-related deaths already. Lowcock urged the international community to step up.